Here's the translation of the text into English. Asia struggles to find fuel oil as Middle East exports plummet, sources say. Oil spill disrupts livelihoods in Mexico's Veracruz state. Oil holds steady after five-day winning streak, set for weekly surge on Iran conflict. Senate Democrats say they are ready to resume permitting reform talks. Gold rises but heads for weekly loss as firm dollar dulls Havan appeal. Trump wants say on Iran's next leader as war intensifies. Venezuela to ensure security of mining companies exceed oil production goals. U.S. Interior Secretary says U.S. Treasury could unveil measures on oil futures market as energy prices rise. Oil settles up around 5% on supply concerns as Iran conflict widens. Japan stocks higher at close of trade, Nikkei 225 up 0.63%. Avio lands $65 million U.S. defense contract for solid propellant engines. Australia stocks lose $91 billion in a week as Mideast war weighs after wild earnings season. Son of Essilor Luxottica founder nears deal to buy sibling's Delfin stake, FT says. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade, Taiwan, weighted down 4.35%. Carlyle and CVC reportedly agree to share fees with UBS for distribution to wealthy clients. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 1.8%. SoftBank seeks up to $40 billion loan to fund OpenAI investment, Bloomberg reports. BYD unveils faster charging blade battery to revive China sales. EU trade head says US has given assurance it will honor trade deal. Republican lawmaker urges Besant to guard against Chinese investment. Exclusive Trump on rising gas prices during Iran operation. If they rise, they rise. US labor market holding steady. Worker productivity still strong in Q4. Natural gas storage sees larger than expected decline. Higher capital goods prices lift. U.S. imported inflation in January. Weekly U.S. initial jobless claims stand at 213,000. Jobless claims hold steady, matching previous figures. Italy's construction sector returns to growth after 3 months of decline. Japan ready to act against market swings. Economic blow from Iran conflict. Dollar set for steepest weekly gain in a year as Iran crisis boosts Havan demand. BOJ will be vigilant to yen moves, impact on inflation, deputy governor says. Wealthy Moscow cuts investment, revealing Russia's deeper budget problems. China approves Pfizer GLP-1 drug for weight management. Morning bid, Middle East tumult leaves markets in disarray. ADB sees modest growth impact on Asia if Middle East conflict lasts about a month. Slower U.S. job growth expected in February, unemployment rate forecast steady at 4.3%. Long road ahead for China's consumption pivot, PBOC advisor tells Bloomberg. Bitcoin price today falls to $70,000 amid Iran conflict, set for weekly jump. Bitcoin hovers just under $72, taking a breather after hefty gains this week. BTCC TradFi hits $200 volume and celebrates with zero-fee campaign on gold and silver. Bitcoin to see lower lows before 50K capitulation. Godfather of crypto says, Bybit releases its 31st proof of reserves report. YY Group Holdings adopts Bitcoin as treasury reserve asset. Everstake, Midas, and Apollo launch MiUSD, a regulatory compliant tokenized investment strategy. Ethereum climbs 10% as investors gain confidence. Bitcoin surges above 73K as risk assets catch a bid. Trump comments in focus, Byreal launches first AI copy farming skill set, becoming most agent native on Solana DEX. Helix Exploration expands Montana helium leasehold to 8,000 acres. Ingram Micro prices secondary offering at $22.25 per share. Reloy's prices $50 public offering at $18.50 per share. Hutchmed. March 2026 slides. 1.4 buy cash fuels ATTC platform push. Kathy Woods ARK sells Roku stock, buys Robinhood and DraftKings. MiniMed prices IPO at $20 per share. To trade on NASDAQ traction. Uranium sets March 11th record date for share consolidation. Nutex Health reports 82% revenue growth for 2025. Cooper FY 2026 slides, 4.5 to 5.5% growth amid regional headwinds.